Breezy. Tune in to the American dream. Throw the fist up one time for the team. 16 banners, let's make it 17. Breeze up, seize up, rep if you bleed green. Two J'd up, they about to make it rain. 15 players going hard in the paint. NBA fans turn centers in the same. Get smart on these boys, true fans, I'll explain. Game on the line, last shot, don't freeze. Move the ball on the court with ease. Turn your radios on the TVs. Relax, keep back, tune in to stay free. Game on the line, last shot, don't freeze. Move the ball on the court with ease. Turn your radios on the TVs. Relax, keep back, tune in to stay free.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Breezy and your girl Keish. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
It was going to be a great show, and then we got a late breaking news message before the game, just like the coach, and now we might be minus a player. Matter of fact, you know what? We got to wait. We got to get through the formalities first. I just wanted to check on you. How was your day today?
My day was fabulous up until about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Like, we came off a loss last night. I'm like, oh, don't worry. We'll get it back. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Team is back. We healthy. Minus one, finally. And then boom. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Sea Breeze podcast. Listen, we're expanding. We're getting our things going. So make sure you like and follow our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com. And that's not the right address right there. So let me go ahead and switch that up. But that's facebook.com/Sea Breeze podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at Sea Breeze P. And you can follow us on IG at Sea Breeze Podcast. And don't forget to email us to seabreezepodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, please subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Sea Breeze. And make sure while you're there, you smash the like button and leave a comment, because you all know what that does when you leave comments, right? Boosts up our numbers. And make sure you guys also listen to us on anchor.fm/shootthebreeze. And you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts at Shoot the Breeze. The episodes will be released every Thursday, so make sure you guys have your alert set on to check that out. All right, Keish, let's get right down to it, because we had a nice show planned for everybody. We got a game tonight. We're going to recap some of the things we saw good from last night's game, preview the next game, break down some of the daggone things, and then all of a sudden, we get hit with the boom! Shams reports Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart has been suspended one game without pay for directing threatening language toward a game official. Toward a game official. Now, before I ask you your thoughts and opinions and your conspiracies on the Boston Celtics for the 2021 season, let's just go ahead and read from the NBA communications out of New York, April 28th, 2021. Again, Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart has been suspended one game without pay for directing threatening language toward a game official. All right. The incidents took place during and after the Celtics' 119-115 loss to Oklahoma City Thunder on Thursday, April 27th at the TD Garden. Smart will serve his suspension tonight when the Celtics play host to the Charlotte Hornets. Now, please give me your thoughts and conspiracies on the Boston Celtics, because this is something going down.
Like I tweeted out earlier, I feel like the refs are screwing us off the court now. Really? Like, how many times have we seen players get aggressive? And I mean, way more aggressive than the Celtics have been to officials. I mean, let's just talk about even last JT had the ball. Then, on the flip side, you have Cat. I think that might have been the Minnesota game when Cat jumped in the official's face because he got called for a foul. But nothing was done, no tech, no nothing. So sometimes I feel like the officials don't give us enough calls when we're on the court.
Yep.
I feel like they check us up really quick for simple stuff when, again, the players aren't like aggressive as I've seen. And I watch basketball pretty much all the games as much as I can. And I've seen some aggressive behavior. And I just don't get it. Like, I just, tonight of all nights, in a game that for us is like almost like a must win because we want to make sure that we kind of keep the heat down and we're not trying to battle for this 7 seed, you're taking away our veteran player knowing that Kemba is out. Like, even if it was something, you're telling everybody 15 minutes before the game or even 15 minutes before pressers that Marcus is getting suspended. Like, ooh, I'm so mad. I'm so upset.
As should be. As should be. Listen, the Celtics have lost 3 in a row. Mm-hmm. All right. And they are looking to turn something around. They are currently in the 6th seed right now in the NBA East. And they apparently have the easiest schedule left. We'll get into that in a little bit. They have the easiest, they're ranked to have the easiest remaining schedule. So we're going to go ahead and look at those games because we want to see which games we feel like we should be able to check off on the box.
Yeah.
But again, 3-game losing streak. Can the Celtics turn it around tonight against the Charlotte Hornets, who beat them by 25 points a few nights ago? And so the Celtics are going to have to come out all guns blazing, move the ball, figure out ways to do that, and we'll break that down a little bit. But there were some things you pointed out to me earlier, and this was tweeted by Sean Devaney, right? And he says, the Celtics used their 29th starting five in the OKC loss. Fun facts. Known lineup used more than 10 times. Celtics haven't had same starters more than 4 straight games at any point this year. Fournier became the 17th player to start for Boston. Includes 4 Celtics who are gone. What are your thoughts on that? 29
different. And actually today is number 30 because Trey is starting for Marcus. So now we have our 30th new lineup. You got Trey, you got Fournier, Tatum, Thompson, and I believe Brown that are playing out tonight. So how many times have we seen Trey start in this whole season? Like, again, Fournier is kind of working his way back from COVID. JT and JB are both kind of limping in now. And then Tristan, like, this is crazy. And that's what I try to get people to understand when they talk about effort and consistency with the team. It's just like, how can you build a rhythm if you're constantly have to change over these rotations? Like, it's different when you have different bench players coming in and you got to get that part of the rhythm. But when your starters aren't starting for that many games, they can't gel. They can't get that vibe that you kind of get, that synergy that you have where you guys kind of think as one. And it's hard to do that on top of not also having regular practices. So, I mean, I know people are upset where we are in the standings and seating, but I mean, looking at a tweet like that, you got to understand why. Like, we have really been hit with injuries and with sickness, with the COVID, and it's starting to show. So it's not like the team is mediocre, because when all of our people were healthy, we were 9-1. So that means when we can have a consistent, healthy starting five, we're unbeatable. We're a tough team to beat, but we can't even get to that point right now. And it's 10 games to go.
10 games to go. They got 10 games to go. The Celtics missed 167 games for COVID, according to Fanshawe. Pacers, Cavs, Pelicans, Hawks, Pistons, Clippers, Blazers, Thunder, Warriors, Hornets, and Magic combined to miss 157 games. The Celtics have missed 167 games. That's 10 more than all of those teams combined. 11 teams, and the Celtics missed 10 games more. Missed 10 games more COVID games than the entire group combined. That's a huge number.
Yep.
You know, these aren't excuses. I'm not trying to use these as cop-outs.
Yep.
But I think you spoke on it. You said, listen, how can the Celtics find consistency and continuity if they can't have their starting five on the court?
Right. You can't have your starting five starting on the court. And then even some of our bench players, we can't get them on the court. Like, Evan Fournier missed what? How many games? It's like, and now he's got to get his wind legs back and kind of go through the same process that JT went through, but we don't have that same time. You know what I mean? So it's not excuses. And I know people want to say, well, all other teams are going through the same thing. No, actually they aren't. When you look at those numbers, they are not going through the same thing. We're really struggling, and it's hard because you see so much negativity and it just kills your heart. Like yesterday, it killed my heart yesterday. Cause it's just, you see so much negativity and so many, that was a pathetic loss and this was this and this was that. But they're not taking into account that we have all this stuff going on top of them losing Terrence Clark, having to deal with grieving over that. So you got all the stuff happening with these players, and I don't think people are really looking at it that way. It's in that you're here to entertain me mentality right now, and I don't think they realize that there's a lot going on, and we have to be more patient. We just
I agree with you, but when you're the dominant team, the more dominant team, you go out and win. Mm-hmm. If ands or buts,
right?
Because at some point you're the professional, and right. So when you become a professional, you have to find a way to separate everything else, put your game shorts on, go out there and beat a team that is inferior to you.
Yep.
That was a college basketball team that the Celtics lost to,
right?
So the Celtics, the Thunder's college basketball team was playing against our G League team pretty much. Mm-hmm. And our G League team, this is what this lets me know. If that was our G League team,
yep.
Then Danny Ainge did a poor job at drafting players.
Yes.
Because I watched OKC Thunder players that I've never heard of just out-hustle, play harder, get to the basket, get wide open shots. Mm-hmm. Like, I just watched them outplay guys that have been on this team for a few years. That's a problem, Keish. And so I think that's why people are upset, because they're saying to themselves, like, okay, so we don't have Kemba. Okay, we don't have Jason Tatum. But we got players that have been on this team. So we should be able to find a way to win regardless. And they still couldn't figure it out.
And it stinks because, again, this is on a night JB dropped 38-11-4. PP had a career night. Like, you would expect that we should have, but it just was just bad shooting overall. Marcus took too many shots, and I know people hate when you say it, but took too many shots.
It was bad.
Yeah, it's like when you just think, and then like in my head, I'm thinking, okay, you're playing Grant, not playing great. Why don't we try Jabari? Why is Jabari only getting 4 minutes? What's with the rotation? It's just your mind. I don't understand sometimes where Brad's mind is when he's putting together his rotations. Like, I see you got your faves, whatever it is, but you have to start thinking not about faves, but about winning games. So it has to make sense. And yesterday, I did not understand why Jabari wasn't playing. He's been playing decent. You know what I mean? Enough where I think against this team, he would have feasted, like, point blank. It's just no way around it.
Yeah. So the Celtics lost 115-119. They lost to the Thunder. And here's the thing. They got the lead in the fourth quarter. They got the lead, and they just could not find a way to close.
Got us up in the foot.
I think the issue with me for the Celtics is, all right, so they took a hell of a lot of three-point shots, right?
Yep.
They didn't make a lot either.
They were like 8 for 40, 11 for 42 or something.
I know for 48, I think it was. I think they attempted 48 three-point shots. I can add them up. let me add them up. All right, so, you know, they were 11 for 49.
That's what I thought. Like, 49 though. So that basically means every time someone was getting to the perimeter, the first you think was to go shoot off from the 3-point instead of driving to the basket. Like, that's the thing that annoys me. Drive to the basket. That's the thing that they should do more. They're not aggressive enough in the paint.
I don't know if the mentality of them driving is there. I don't know if the shooting mentality is what's there. Shout out to my man Roy from Celtics Forever. Thank you so much for tuning in, bro. I don't know what it is about their mentality, but they won't play inside. Now, I will say that OKC was taking away the inside. They wanted the Celtics to shoot. So the Celtics had a night where they just had to be on, and they were just clearly all the way off. They were just clearly all the way off. My man Steven says we playing like crap. I can't get mad at the fans when they say we're playing like crap anymore, because I get it, but y'all just gotta hang in there. Just hang in there. Like, you gotta hang in there, and you gotta trust that the rotation will get shorter.
Yep.
Guys will get their consistency. Shots will start to fall, and hopefully all of this COVID stuff can get kind of like put behind us, and guys can get back into the game. Like, I think that's what it is. Now, listen, there were some bright spots. We're going to give out Celtic. We're going to give out C stars for players that we feel like outperformed very well. And we'll start with Jaylen Brown. This dude had 39 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists. So he had a double-double. Mm-hmm. Now, did you see his his interview, his pressers after the game? Because he was upset.
Yep, he was.
And enlighten us. Like, what did you get from that?
I think his frustration is with the same with the fans. Like, there's no sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. And I think he it's almost like they know they can do it. It's like, why can't we get it done? And I think that's a lot of where he was coming from. Because it's the same thing where you say, okay, you're supposed to take care of business. You beat down who you're supposed to beat down. And then if you got the bigger, harder team, you fight and struggle and try to get that W. So I think at this point, because I had said someone had posted that, we keep saying the same things and that we keep saying that we got to keep working harder. We got to do this.
Yeah.
And I just think that's the mentality they're trying to keep pushing for themselves. But I also think he realizes that we need to be tougher and have a stronger sense of urgency because we played soft. Like sometimes we just don't play aggressive enough. And we've seen what they can do when they play aggressive. But again, I mean, you miss Kemba for games like that. You miss JT for games like that. But when JT dropping a career night like that, like literally, if two of those threes would have fell, the game, we would have won the game. Or like you said, if we were able to consistently stay with that lead in the fourth, like we know, we've seen that we can now contain and control the fourth. We've been a fourth quarter comeback team for the whole month of April, like March and April. Like I don't, it's just a disconnect.
So the disconnect comes on defense though, because I understand that guys go through shooting droughts.
Yep.
I understand that basketball is a game of runs.
Yeah.
Right. We get that. But when you don't play defense, that's a problem.
Yep.
Like they left shooters wide
open. Oh my
and so
God.
Every time the Celtics got a bucket, they gave up a three.
Right.
Every time. Like it didn't like, and I'm saying to myself, you guys gotta get back. Stop celebrating. Stop looking for foul calls. Just get back on defense because that's the only way you're going to find ways to win. If you can create some defense, speaking of defenses, this was one of the best defensive plays of the game that I saw by Jaylen.
Brown with the steal and the bucket.
Ooh, Jaylen Brown.
So it was the steal and the finish. That's what I like to call that play, the steal and finish. And if you look at Jaylen Brown, he was playing tight up on his man, right? He was not letting his man get by him. He stole the ball, got the ball. Guy tried to take the charge. He Euro-stepped and finished the basket. Jaylen Brown is something special. I'm tired of people downing Jaylen Brown. He's a special player with all the tools to be a great superstar in the NBA.
He's fire. He's fire to JT's ice. It's just there's something about JT when he's so aggressive when he goes to the basket because he knows like this is going in or I'm going to make sure it gets in. And the way he's gotten better at his handles, the way he's gotten better about making sure that he's not losing the ball when he's going up for layups, him really being in passing lanes and things like that, it's underrated. And I just think that people, although JT is awesome, they forget that there's two sides to this. They're both awesome. They're both superstars. They're going to both be unbelievable. So give them both credit. When one's out, you give them credit for the person that's carrying and vice versa. And when we're blessed to have them together, give them their flowers. I'm telling you, JB deserves his flowers.
Definitely agree. Definitely agree. Now, the other C-star goes to none other than the rookie. All right. And so this kid is definitely balling out. We're talking 28 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. You know, what are your thoughts on Peyton Pritchard, man? He's like a breath of fresh air. I'm surprised that you said Tremont was starting tonight?
Tremont's starting tonight.
I'm surprised Peyton Pritchard isn't starting. And I think the only reason why he isn't starting is because you need his production in the second unit.
Yes, that's it. I totally agree with that. That's why when I saw it, I'm like, you know what? I'd rather have Peyton out there with Fournier. You know what I mean? And then that hopefully gets our offense going against the Hornets bench.
Yeah, poor Fournier, man.
Yeah, good poor thing. God. COVID. It's COVID. Come on. It's COVID.
I'm not. he's playing indecisive basketball.
Yep.
And so there was one shot, I believe it was in the first quarter. He had the wide open three.
Yeah.
And then he pump faked and then tried to get into and missed.
Right.
The layup. I'd rather you miss the three. Like you know what I mean?
Don't do all that and then don't give me nothing when you get it.
Poor Fournier. I mean, you can't blame it on Kobe. You could chalk it up to Kobe. He's got to get his wind back. He's got to get his legs back. I totally agree with that. But
because, you know, remember he was on fire right before he got sick.
He was on fire. He was.
We know, again, it's the same thing I told you, and we know what we're capable of. It's just people just have to be patient. Like, I understand getting mad. I get getting frustrated. It hurts me to my heart watching it.
You gotta let the fans vent.
Yeah,
they gotta get it out of their system.
Yeah.
Look, it's one thing to be negative. Then it's one thing to just be like really down, blatant, like wrong. Like I understand that our players aren't playing up to the expectations.
Yep.
But like you said in the beginning of the show, like, look, they've been going through like it's crazy.
Yeah.
All the things that they have, the adversity they've faced this season. And so I feel like the Celtics will pull it together. Let's go ahead and watch, you know, the playmaker himself, Mr. Peyton Pritchard, with this nice alley-oop to somebody that you like.
The coach is from Massachusetts, Leominster, so yeah. Maybe they want to win one for him. Pritchard throws it up and Cornette throws it down.
You know, I call that
the Cornette, baby.
I call that the slip and roll.
Yeah.
Because it's a pick and roll play. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a slip because he doesn't necessarily set the pick. He pretends he's going to set a pick.
Yep.
And then no one numb comes in and he slips right down there to the bucket. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure my man Adam Taylor, NBA, he has the correct term. But I'm calling it the slip and roll. Because that's what he did.
I like the slip and roll.
I like the slip and roll. You know what I'm saying? He was like, pick, slip, boom, to the basket. I tell you what, Peyton Pritchard, you put a big guy down there, he's looking to get that ball up in the air. And you can tell he's learning a lot from a guy like Marcus Smart, man. His defense is on point, and it's only going to get better.
It's only
going to get better.
Like I said, I think I look forward to, like you had asked me, how do I feel about Peyton Pritchard? I think he is one of our bright stars coming off this year from one of our rookies, the rookie class. I think he was a steal. And next year, like, if he's producing this way, it kind of reminds me of, like, when JT came in and he was producing all this, and you're like, okay, has he reached his ceiling? And then all of a sudden, he just started to fly.
Yeah.
I think Peyton, with the right development, because we know Brad does develop point guards, with the right development, I think he's going to be awesome. He's gonna do well for this team. So I definitely expect him to be wearing green for quite some time.
I definitely agree. Now, a little bright news, only Kemba Walker and now Marcus Smart will be out tonight. Well, Marcus Smart is injured. So on the injury report, it's just Kemba, right? This is by Chris Forsberg. But Robert Williams is back, and he's going to be a great addition. Thoughts on Robert Williams being back tonight?
Can I tell you how much we've missed Time Lord in the inside? We miss our big man.
Agreed.
We needed him. And the reason why we were able to also go on such a great run was when he started. When he was our starter with our team, with that healthy starting five, he was the reason why things were going. People underrate Rob's ability to pass. He is a great passer. And when he's in there, he's giving the bigs a reason to have to come out a little further, which opens it up for our guys to drive, right? He's also able to see and have a great IQ to know when it's good to pass to an open shooter. Like, having Rob back, oh my God, I'm so thankful. Like, I was praying because they kept rolling the knee, and it was one game, two games, and then it all of a sudden stretched out to five. And you see what our record's been without him. I feel like he's going to bring some good energy. Hoping that, you know, they're probably, I don't know if they said minutes restriction or whatever, but that he gets to play. Because we missed our big man. Our big man.
Now, not to be a Debbie Downer, but going forward in the future, is Rob Williams the future center of the Boston Celtics? Now, you have to factor in his health. And that's the only thing that concerns me. Other than that, he is getting better. He is going to be the man. But can he stay healthy? He's starting to remind me of, like, Joel Embiid. Not as great, but as far as health-wise.
Yes. I think I agree with that. I think the Celtics, their medical team is going to have to really, really take their time with Rob, kind of like they did with Kemba this year, and figure out what things they need to do to keep Rob healthy. You know what I mean? Like, really spend this offseason, once everything is all over and we're getting an actual good full offseason, figure out what Rob needs to do, whether it's him getting a little bit more weight training, something to help build up his muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if we can keep him healthy, he would be our center. Like, I mean, with this young core that we're starting to build and develop, he would be the perfect center. Like, I don't think, I mean, we probably later on in the draft class could probably find someone as athletic, but I just feel like as he grows and develops, like you said, he'll be awesome. Like, I know if he could stay healthy, he would be awesome. That's the only thing I can say about him.
I can't disagree with you there. It's just a health issue, and so yeah. I don't know. So here's a look at the Celtics' next 10 games. They play home tonight. They got the Hornets. They host the Spurs on Friday. Then they have the Trailblazers. Then they go on the road to Orlando, on the road to Chicago. Then they're back at home versus the Heat twice. Then mm-hmm. on the road to the Cavs, on the road to the Timberwolves, and then on the road to the Knicks, which is to be announced. Now, let's just go through this. Let's go wins or losses, right? Home against Hornets, win or loss?
Because we don't have Marcus. I hate to say it, but this might be an L. This might be a loss tonight.
This is going to be a win. All right. Home against us against the Spurs.
Win.
Ooh, now see, win. All right. Trailblazers.
I'm calling win too. Yep.
That's three. Magic.
On the road against the Magic, win.
See, it should be a win, but Magic are going to play a bunch of scrappy players like the OKC Thunder did, and it concerns me. And so I'm going to call it a win, but it's going to be a tough win on the road against the Bulls.
Oh, the Bulls are playing actually good right now.
Unfortunately, and Vooch, and Vucevic.
Right, and Vooch. We might take a loss for that. We might, because that's their home, and they might want to show out. So they might take a L for that.
Didn't we lose last time?
No, we beat them.
Okay, so we're going to lose this time. Yep. Against the Heat. Both against the Heat. We're at home both times.
I think we're going to split it. 1-1.
1-1. I'm with you on that. Against the Cavs, another scrappy team.
We're going to win that. We're not going to lose against the Cavs. I'm sorry.
See, I'm concerned about these last games because how much of our players are going to play these last games?
See, the last two, that's what I was counting because I know we had 10, and I'm like, that's really 8 because I know Brad's going to at least sit two. We're going to sit two of those games.
Yes. So.
Oh, the Timberwolves game. I'm gonna give us a W on that.
We beat them last time, but now we're on the road there. We're going to Minnesota.
Yeah, but I just think they don't have enough. I mean, they do have D'Angelo Russell and they do have Cat, but Cat sometimes can be soft. So
he wasn't soft against us last time. We almost lost that game, but we did win. We did pull up, but Cat was crazy.
He was.
He went ham. He was hitting all kind of threes in there. I didn't even know he could shoot like that.
You didn't?
No. No, I did not. He was pulling up, shooting. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, you too big to pull up and shoot, dog. No, he was shooting. All right, on the road against the Knicks. I'm saying we're going to lose. I just don't think we could beat the Knicks.
No, I do. Unless we're coming out swinging and unless both teams are emptying out their bench and even our benches isn't that good. It's just, that's going to be an L. So how many wins we got right there?
I think we only got 3 L's. So that's 7-3.
That's realistic.
That can be realistic. And if the Celtics are healthy and they're right, they get Kemba back probably on Friday night, right? And so mm-hmm. I think this will be a good test for them. And they're going to do their best. Now, here's tonight's matchup. We're going to get up out of here because I know everybody wants to watch the game. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Seabreeze podcast.
Thank you.
Charlotte Celtics, we lost by 25 last time. We beat them bad the first time, the time before that. And so how does this game fare for you? No Marcus Smart. They don't have LaMelo Ball. They don't have Gordon Hayward. But they do have the same people they had last time. Mm-hmm. But we do have Rob Williams this time. We didn't have him last time. Yep, so what do you – really quickly, give it down. Break it down.
I think I'm hoping that Marcus gets suspended today, ticked and pissed everybody off, so they're going to play angry and aggressive tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping having Rob back will give us some more protection in the paint and also give us some more rebounding and some more points in the paint. And I'm hoping that they fight. That's all I want them to do.
I don't
want you to lay down and die. I want you to fight. Starting from when the buzzer tip-off goes all the way until those things say 00, fight. That's all I can ask for them. So I'm expecting this to be a scrappy game. I'm hoping it's going to be scrappy. And you know what? I'm going to have some confidence in my team and say, let's try and say they can pull out this W. They got embarrassed by Charlotte last time. You at home. you want to show yourself off, especially after last night. Charlotte is also playing off the back-to-back, so I'm going to take a W for us tonight.
Now, I understand that Charlotte was just not missing.
Yeah.
And the Celtics were playing terrible perimeter defense. I think even with Smart being out,
yep,
I don't think they have that same brain fart and allow them to shoot that way again.
Yep. Yep.
And so, therefore, I think that the Celtics come out with a W.
Yep.
And they find a way to win this game. And they move on to host the Spurs on Friday night.
Hey, right, Keisha, let's go.
It's always a pleasure rocking with you, man. I can't wait to see you next week.
Yes.
Everybody out there, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Sea Breeze Podcast. Bleed green. Go Celtics. Let's get this dub. We'll see you. Peace.
Tune in to the American dream. Throw the fist up one time for the team. 16 banners, let's make it 17. Breeze up, seize up, rep if you bleed green. Two J'd up, they about to make it rain. 15 players going hard in the paint. NBA fans turn centers in the same. Get smart on these boys, true fans, I'll explain. Game on the line, last shot, don't freeze. Move the ball on the court with ease. Turn your radios on the TVs. Relax, keep back, tune in to see. Game on the line, last shot, don't freeze. Move the ball on the court with ease. Turn your radios on the TVs. Relax,